Freestyle Friday. It does look like I'm drinking pee.
What a way. Ew.
Evening. Afternoon.
What are you drinking?
It's my mixture of, it has some bamboo in it.
Oh, this is what you were texting us about yesterday.
I was mixing that up and I ain't want to, just be advertising bamboo because Lil Wayne don't pay me nothing.
Somebody done knocked on the door already.
See? Already. Let me get the intro done. Good morning.
Go
evening.
Ahead.
Evening.
But don't come back up here.
Or afternoon.
Oh, what is that?
You're listening.
See that?
Yes.
Did you say it?
Yes,
it was balloons.
You guys are playing. You're listening to Freestyle Friday on the Distraction Network. Recorded at Lynx Recording Studios in Somerville, South Carolina. That was a lot. In this show, we interview creatives and find out what makes them tick. Inside their creative studios and their creative minds and outside of their creative studio and creative mind. Don't forget to like and subscribe. If not, I'm going to be forced to start climbing back through windows and you guys don't want that. So for your fellow neighbors, like and subscribe and follow me, please. That's the way I feed my families. Speaking of people with families. Huh?
Something you need to tell me? I said families.
I said that's how I feed my family. And speaking of people with families.
Families.
That's how I feed my family with a Y. And speaking of people with families. I-E-S. I have two incredible hosts. Both are mothers, both are wives, both are the staples of their own communities. One's a realtor, one's an accountant.
See if I can get more balloons.
And they're both, hit them balloons thing. They're both podcasters, real estate mini mogul is one of them. And one of my favorite people in the whole world when it comes to selling houses.
Oh.
The other one is, by default, my favorite person in the whole wide world. Mm-hmm. Outside of me, and then her. I would like to introduce Amy and Kelly for the In Your Shoes podcast. How y'all girls doing?
Hey.
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing Gucci. I just got here. I took my destination break, got my yak ready, and we're here. I got to take my sleeve off like The Rock. The people's elbow. So, one at a time. It doesn't matter who goes first. Tell me what you guys have been up to so far lately.
Kelly, you going to go?
Amy, your name is first on the roster, so let's go with Amy.
I was hoping Kelly would go first so I could suss out what kind of mood we're in today. But what have I been up to? Well, as you said, I sell houses and we're in a funky real estate market. So I have been navigating that. It's been a crazy year so far this year. Mm-hmm. Just like with business and personal stuff. It's just been a lot of like trying to just survive, honestly, day by day.
Mm-hmm. I feel that.
Not surviving the real estate market. I mean, that is what it is. I've been in this for a long time, so I've seen a lot of different markets, and that's fine. Whatever. It's going to shift, and you got to roll with the punches. But I think just along with everything else, it's been a lot. It's been a lot this year so far.
I've been noticing that the real estate market jumps when I jump into the market.
Okay, well, we need you.
Yeah, I know. I think I'm going to chill out this for the next couple of years, though.
That's probably smart. As your trusted real estate advisor, I would say that's probably smart.
Okay. Kelly, what about you?
What have I been up to? I mean, house, a whole bunch of kids, work, nothing really interesting.
Nothing exciting.
No.
Ain't nobody doing no dance classes or.
Who has time for that?
Okay. So what we're gonna do now is we're gonna go on a quick break, and we're gonna come back and get into you guys. We're gonna get some real discussion going on. I don't laugh at the way I'm flicking my hair right now.
Oh, your hair, right,
guys. We'll be back in a minute.
Internet when I was right. six. Another kid when I was six told me what sex was, and mm-hmm. me being the skeptic in my soul that mm-hmm. I am, I was like, you're full of shit.
Right.
That's bullshit. Right. You know, like, come on, that shit ain't happening.
I wouldn't know that if that was real.
Well, right? I just was like, nobody's putting anything inside of me, and thank you very much. You
I
know?
Remember when I discovered my second hole, because for the longest, I thought you gave birth through your pee hole. Okay, I didn't know nothing that there was another one, and then one day I was bending over in the mirror, and I'm like, oh my God.
Well, this escalated quick.
No, but so, to me, that's
that
where
is
it
the
starts.
Difference. Like,
when
now,
they first ask, why do I have this and why do you yeah. have that? Because yeah, I mean, that's the point at which.
But we can't lie to them anymore. Like, my parents lied to me for, like, shit. And I want to say that I was probably,
it's dangerous to lie to them.
13 when I found out about my totally. Other hole. You know,
listen,
like, I was older.
My parents didn't tell me anything.
Isn't the other hole bigger than the pee hole?
But the thing is,
would
is
you
like,
not,
I'm not
think that you were peeing out your other hole?
Teresa just lost her eyes somewhere in the back of her head. I could get them back, girl.
I'm asking, when you're peeing, you don't notice that you have a bigger hole there?
No.
What?
Why would we notice that? Like, we don't pee out of that hole. Like, why would, what do you think that, like, pee triples down in there and goes
so
in and back out? Like,
in my imagination, I would think that a woman would.
I'm bracing myself.
Think that she peed out the other hole.
At two, that's what we're thinking?
No, if I am peeing.
Because if you look there, I was just saying
no,
that.
No, but
if
the
you
thing
there,
is that if you're peeing
one,
and you're
right?
a kid, if you're peeing and you're actually looking at your pee coming out, like if you're sitting on the toilet and you got your legs open, you look down, you can see yeah. where the pee is coming out because
okay.
it's up to the front.
So you walked
this
up to
the
mirror.
This hole is more to the back.
And look back at it.
Like, I have no idea why I did it, but like my mom always had, you remember in the bathroom on Joslyn, she had that mirror
mm-hmm.
that was like, I don't even know if I was doing it on purpose, but there was like a mirror there. I don't know if I was bending over to actually look at it or if I
just
bent over and
yeah.
happened to look. But I was like bent over in the mirror and then I noticed that hole. Freaked me out because I was in middle school.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was just like, what is this? And then, like, I ended up telling my mom, like, oh, my God, like, I have this hole.
I need to know what Patricia thought about that.
Well, then she lied to me about that, too. You know what I mean? It was like, I can't.
And we are back. Hey, so as I said before, we are here with Amy and Kelly of the In Your Shoes podcast. And I've listened to that podcast at least 20 times an episode, I'm going to have to say. Like, truthfully, too, about 20 times an episode. So almost, I don't know how many people listen to y'all podcast, but I can guarantee you. I'm at least 5% of that podcast downloading listens.
Is that a good thing? Is that supposed to be a positive?
That's a positive. I'm at least 5%. That means y'all got a whole bunch of people listening.
Uh-huh.
I don't look at y'all numbers and stuff. But just sticking to the podcast now, as far as questions, like what are the most memorable questions you have had in any of your shoes? Podcast.
I did not remember not one question.
You don't remember a question?
Well, I don't. I remember one question, uh-huh. and it was because it made Kelly so uncomfortable
that
we did answer it, but we answered it real fast. So I have two answers to this. Number one is this one that I'm talking about, and it was somebody was asking, like they were saying they hated their brother or sister's spouse, and Kelly went like this. Oh. She was like, oh, nope, she didn't say a word. And we don't have to talk about it right now either, but that one was funny because it was like I had to take that whole question over, and that was at a very loaded time too.
Mm-hmm.
It was a few years ago, but I will also say, like, we started our podcast in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2020 happened. And I remember the first episode that we recorded, like in 2020, we literally were like, we're just not even going to talk about COVID.
Yeah.
We're just not going to talk about it. It didn't happen. It's not a thing. Like, what? But I think everybody was just so sick of hearing about COVID that we just were like, we're not doing that shit.
Yeah, we gonna leave you know? For now.
No, we didn't want anything to do with it.
Mm.
Still don't.
Same.
It's just a memory now. Like it happened.
Yeah.
During COVID, I thought I was going to be like every other, that might be too far. So there's a certain set of people that always wear masks.
Right.
We'll just say nurses. Yeah, nurses. And I just thought I was going to be like them and just always wear a mask when I'm out. And then as soon as they said we don't have to wear masks anymore, I might have 100 masks, reusable masks laying around. And the N95, the expensive ones.
I have you on my Ring doorbell dropping off like a little goodie bag of stuff, like in the height of like, no one's going out. We're not allowed to do anything. You were out here dropping off shit from the gas station or something, Walmart, candy and a gift card. Huh?
One of those Addams Family We Love You packages.
Yes, it was very sweet.
And speaking of people that we love, Joe ain't never texting me back.
Oh, he doesn't read his texts.
Tell Juicy I need his J.
No
Diddy.
That doesn't. That's not okay.
I said no Diddy.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, my bad. Y'all know what that means? No Drake, then. No Drake.
I don't get it.
No homo.
All right.
all right, so.
Next.
Kels, you don't have anything? You still don't remember anything that's ever been asked?
You know my head is bad.
Oh. Someone asked about...
My memory.
Somebody asked about paying dinner. Like going out to lunch and paying. You had a lot to say about that.
Paying for dinner?
What was that?
Yeah, when somebody invites you out, do you pay? Do you expect them to pay?
Like, no.
That's the most memorable one that you had a lot to say about, to me.
Oh.
You don't remember that either, huh?
I mean, no.
Two more four-leaf clovers. All right. What about real-life WTF moments? Because you guys, you take your experiences and you use that to guide people who ask you guys questions over the internet and the interwebs for your podcast. So can you guys share like a WTF moment or what the fuck moment from your real life that you can mention it?
Just pick any day of 2024 so far for me this year. Every second of 2024 has been truly a what the fuck moment.
You have a therapist?
Yeah.
Do you have a woosah therapist though?
I have a therapist who actually quit being a therapist at the therapy place I go to and didn't tell anybody. And then all of a sudden I got a call from the place saying that he's no longer there. So my therapist also dumped me.
Quit. Ooh.
And I'm an Aquarius, so I really have a hard time with like
new people,
abandonment issues. And so that really hasn't helped anything.
I'm a Voigo and I have that.
What?
I'm a Voigo and I have one. I have abandonment issues.
No, you do not.
Kelly think I'm harder than what I am, man. I'm sensitive.
You are. Like, you have no feelings. Well, you're gay. You got a little bit more
did
than
you. Just, the thing clipped out at the right exact moment. It sounded like you said I was gay. I just found out something about myself, guys.
Ridiculous.
Now, what you saying?
I don't even remember now.
So you don't have a WTF moment?
Do I have one?
I mean, you're like, Amy, every single day, like the whole yesterday, when you called me at work yesterday and went on that 77-minute rant on my work phone about what was going on.
It's a boy to sit outside in the backyard. Why do these things happen?
You heard that, Amy?
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Poop patrol all on the backyard.
Just left it there. What do I do?
What, how many bathrooms in the house?
There's 4 bathrooms in the house.
Yeah.
Shit.
In the backyard.
Didn't
even use leaves. Just shit. Pulled his pants up and hop back in the pool.
Like, I'm not talking about, you know, jump up anywhere. Just like hop out the pool, clear the concrete line and shit.
Well, at least he didn't shit in the pool.
Well, I mean, yeah, but still.
Could be worse.
No, they find ways to make it worse. It's worse every day. Like, I'm like, shouldn't they be not aged out of this by now?
Apologies. My phone's ringing and everything.
Yeah, mine was too.
Y'all don't put your phones on airplane? Oh, you can't put it on airplane mode. You got to put it on do not disturb. All right, so yeah, both of you guys said that you have daily challenges for your WTF moment. So what is the toughest challenge so far this year for you guys?
So do you want me to go first?
No.
What's the Jeopardy thing? Yeah.
So I have had 2 terrible things happen this year. 3 terrible things. Mm-hmm. One of them is still ongoing. So did I tell you guys that my best friend in New York bought a house here in January? They closed on this beautiful house in Somerville and they're going to renovate it and everything. Okay. So I haven't really told anybody this because it's not really my thing to tell. However, she had breast cancer back in 2008 that she got from being at 9/11 in 2001. Mm-hmm. And anyway, she survived it. She beat it. Everything was good. And you know where I'm going with this. 17 years later, it is back. Everything is okay. She's just had like, you know, everything is okay. But, you know, that's a nightmare. That's terrible. That's completely besides all of the implications for her health, which is terrible. It has completely shifted their plans for their move. And so now I don't even know if they're going to move here. So that's horrible. Did you want to say something?
No, I was like shocked. I was awed.
Yeah, that's terrible. And then my dog died, as you know. My dog, who is literally like the love of my life, died fairly unexpectedly 3 weeks ago. And then my mother's husband, what was the question? Why am I telling my whole terrible life? It was the question.
Toughest challenges this year. So
yeah. Like, yeah. So those suck. And then my mother's husband, my mother's husband has gotten some kind of like really crazy, like dementia / Alzheimer's that just came basically not out of the blue, but kind of, and that has been wild. I'm talking about like wild. And I live, you know, like 4 hours away from her. So that's not, it's not easy to deal with from afar, you know, amongst a few other things, but those are kind of the big 3 that are just like, did I do something? Did I earn this karma? Because I'm confused about what the hell is going on. So yeah, that's it for me.
Now you get those challenges.
Yeah.
Well, after hearing that,
yeah, I was about to say,
you know, it hasn't really been that bad.
I think I need a refill. Well, but you had a friend pass away. What'd you say?
Oh, yeah.
What did you say before?
Which part? I'm like, nothing. I wasn't really saying anything. Basically, I did have a friend die in February. I kind of took that a little hard.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
What?
I was remembering your friend that died.
Oh, cut it out.
I'm going to need another sip.
Yeah.
To the friends.
You drank all that already? All that piss?
Well, I only poured 2 shots in there, in the whole 28 ounces. So I was just sipping on it real quick.
You know,
microdose my alcohol. You know it's a whole nother body at the house, right?
Yeah, it's in the thing.
Oh, I thought I hit it. I thought I hit it, and you forgot to be at it.
You know. Can't hide no alcohol from me.
I know. I just got to make sure that the lower shelves are stocked so the higher shelves don't get touched. All right, so we've been through the hard stuff. I done went through. Y'all done made me go through my alcohol a lot faster than I thought I would. Y'all. No wonder why y'all have such incredible advice for people, because you guys going through a lot. But you come through it, your experiences help other people. So what is the biggest moment for you guys this year? Like something incredible that has happened.
I'm still waiting.
Whatever. You get something incredible.
Boy, don't do-
I know you did say it was incredible at least one time this week. Month, year. Try not to lie. She go, She goes, take a sip of liquor on that one too.
Something is wrong with you.
Amy? Juicy J?
No. I don't know. I mean, nothing, I wouldn't say anything like incredible has happened so far this year, but like it's been an interesting year, like, as far as just, you know, I've done some traveling, and like the traveling has been really good. I spent some time down at our place down in Florida. Like I've been enjoying that. You know, I've switched up my whole like team and everything with, you know, at work. So that's been interesting and exciting and new. So, I mean, there's definitely like exciting things going on.
Right. When we went to visit that house that you were selling, we went and looked at it with you. Y'all got that off, right? Because I think I didn't see it for sale sign when I passed it today by mistake. I got so lost in Cane Bay today.
Yeah.
So I was in a familiar area in Cane Bay. I was at the temporary house that we used to live at.
Yeah.
And then I left there, and instead of taking the main road to get out of Cane Bay, I went across the circle to the other neighborhood. And I used to just take that circle, just that road straight. But for some reason, I took a right. And I took a right and got lost. I ended up on a closed entrance with chains on it right off of Blacktop Road. I was like, how the hell I get here?
That's funny.
It took me about 15 minutes to get up out of there. It is new and changed over there.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on. I'm happy we're not there anymore.
Yeah, I'm way very too happy. Much.
And they're not done.
They're not done, but I still don't see stores coming.
They're just building houses and apartments.
Yeah. Houses, apartments, old retirement homes, everything except for more roads and places to shop at.
And schools.
And schools. Like Cane Bay needs his own school for Cane Bay. Like I don't understand that.
They have it, but Cane Bay needs two. One for the front and the other for the back.
Right.
As big as it is now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about a big person getting on the airplane. They need two. One for the front, one for the back. Anyway. all right. So, Kelly, biggest moment for you this year so far?
I said I was still waiting.
You're still waiting?
What is the biggest moment that I've had? Like, my gosh. I feel like my whole life is like
wrapped. You just had a fanatic weekend.
Our pickup lines.
People be still hitting you up? You still got it. Tell us some pickup lines that people be hitting you with.
Lines. I said Walmart.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
Seriously? I said Walmart like, pickup.
Been anywhere but to work. Home. Gymnastics. Acting class.
Her life is filled with being a
school writer, like Walmart pickup line, fast food restaurants. Mm. Yeah,
that's what's up.
It's like, have I even been to the movies this year? Of course, we've been to the movies. No, we.
Well, we all went, but that I think that was in 2023. I think that was the end of the year.
The last time we went to the movies was when we went to see The Color Purple in November.
No, because in December you came to my thing, Elf.
Yeah, in December.
That was the last time we've been to the movies.
That's when I spilled all the red stuff on me.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Y'all had me looking like a fool out there. I look like Kool-Aid.
Up on yourself.
And then I could not disturb. I didn't want to disturb the whole theater, so I just sat up in it.
Oh, God.
I coughed. I coughed at the exact wrong time and just spilled all the slush on myself. And it was the super extra large slush.
So, can't take them anywhere.
No, you can't. All the kids there, but who spilled the slush all over themselves?
Holiday.
That was so funny, though. That was funny. And I was like, dang it. And then the kid was like, is he okay? And the woman said, shh. I said, because I thought you threw. If I would have threw up, I would have left, though.
Oh, my God. That is too good.
All you just heard was, it did sound like it kind of, because all you hear was the water hitting the ground, the floor. But it was a coughing.
Like somebody their splat. And stuff all over their shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like bam. It was like, hey, Kool-Aid. Anyway. So we did go to the movies this year once, but we did not actually go to the movies because I booked the wrong theater. You don't remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
All right.
She does not look amused.
It was funny.
Because he's
an
asshole.
Yeah, mad too. Everybody just rolled back home and sat and was like, this motherfucker just booked the wrong theater. What the hell are you doing? Anyway. All right. So we have come to the time of the segment that I talk to you guys about WNBA. And let's see if I could convince you guys. But first of all, Amy.
Yeah?
Do you watch WNBA?
No, but I did watch the women's college basketball playoff thing because I thought that was like super interesting. And you know, I'm a big Clemson fan, and Clemson, of course, wasn't even in it, but USC was, the Gamecocks, who I hate, but I really do like their coach and their whole like their whole vibe. For some reason, I'm loving it. So I did watch that, and I did watch them beat Caitlin Clark. Wait, was it Caitlin Clark? Yeah. Yeah. So I watched that. I thought that was good.
Alcohol first.
And I mean, I think that they're amazing players. It's not that I would be opposed to watching the WNBA, but I don't watch the men's NBA either.
Because the men's NBA, I mean, if LeBron ain't playing, it ain't really worth watching.
I do like LeBron, I will say. He is a fucking sexy ass man. He is. Yeah, you don't think so?
Some people say we look alike, so I understand.
No.
I don't see the resemblance. LeBron looks real good.
Thank you. I just take that as a compliment. Kelly, do you watch WNBA?
No.
Why not? I heard your husband watches WNBA and all your kids do.
Do they? Kids.
Do they, Kelly?
They?
Did you say that? Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. That's your time. That's
you remember they called you up in there and asked you, because one of the kids said that she looked like one of the WNBA players, and I was like, I see that. And then she came in, and I'm going to post a picture of her right here, but Alyssa Thomas. But Kelly made a really, really, really good point, and it does really look like one of our nieces. I said it, but she. I'm sorry about that. But she really looks like one of our nieces. Do look like her, but yeah. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to tell you guys what's going on in WNBA. this week and see if I can convince you guys to want to watch the WNBA. I'm only going to give myself a minute to do it. So, and go. All right. So, Caitlin Clark, you mentioned Caitlin Clark. She is the reason why a lot of people are watching the WNBA this year. Between her, a lot of white people are watching Caitlin Clark. A lot of black people are watching Angela Reese. Angela Reese is a, if you watched the finals last year.
LSU, I saw her. Yeah, I like her. Yeah.
So
I like her, but I don't like how much shit she gets for being out there playing the game. Like
that's all she's doing to play the game.
100%.
So we had something very similar happen to both those women this past week. It was actually last week. So in the beginning of the week, the woman that my kids say that my wife looks like, Alyssa Thomas. Alyssa Thomas is about 6'7", and she's a very hard person, as in she walks with a limp. I think sometimes she adjusts herself while she's walking. Like, she's, like, hard, right? And her feet are this big. Ugh. So she basically chokeslammed Angela Reese on the court in the middle of the play and then walked over.
Isn't her name Angel Reese and you keep calling her Angela?
It is Angel. My bad. Don't yell at me. See, I watch it though. I just have me and names. Everybody knows me and names. But so we'll just call her Reese going out just to make sure I don't mess it up. So she chokeslammed Reese, walked over her, and then went to the bench because she knew she was about to get kicked out the game and got kicked out the game. After that, they interview Angel. Angel was like, hey, it was my welcome to the WNBA moment. And I'm glad that she took the time to try to check me because that means that I'm doing something right, blah, blah, blah. And they just let it go. You didn't hear any media response from it other than the very next day or right after that. Maybe the early morning show mentioned it. That was it. Caitlin Clark was running up and down the court talking mad trash, elbowing people. And one of the girls hip checked her. It looked bad. But basically, while Caitlin wasn't looking, she just stood in the way and hip checked her. Bam! And knocked her ass down. And it was just called a regular foul because it was not in the play. But after that, all the fans were screaming and hollering for like, we're talking about, today is what, Friday? We're talking about maybe a week ago. And the fans are still yelling that basically they need to kick that woman out the league because they didn't like the way that she was hip checked. And to Caitlin's effort, she didn't go all caring on her and try to say it was a wrong move, a bad move, or that she needs to be kicked out the league or anything. She just said it wasn't a basketball play, but it just happens in the WNBA. So, but I'm way past my 1 minute. But people, that are not in the WNBA, that doesn't watch the WNBA, they don't realize that the WNBA is kind of violent. It is like, y'all, did y'all used to watch basketball in the 90s? Because everybody say Jordan was the best because he used to play back there where they would elbow you and body slam you all over the place. Did y'all used to watch 90s NBA?
Kind of, yeah. Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, so the WNBA is more along the lines of the 90s NBA and not 2024 NBA. So they play defense about the same way. They just not up the tomahawk dunk, and you might get 2 dunks a season in the WNBA. But outside of that, it's a tougher, more competitive game. And a lot of people that are just now watching the WNBA, they don't get to see that. They don't understand that. And it was kind of funny to me to see that when it comes to the men, people prefer the 90s style of basketball as far as they say, like on Facebook, on Instagram, on social media. But when it comes to the women, you try to tell the women that they don't play basketball right. But knowing the controversy between the two girls, they both are, like, Caitlin's probably she's the top rookie scorer. She scores almost 20 points a game. I think 17 points a game, I think, last week. No, about 2-3 nights ago, she scored 35 points. Angel Reese, top offensive rebounder in the whole league on her first year. And she is one of the top rebounders, period, in the league. And they're both basically neck and neck for Rookie of the Year. So, out of all of that, did I convince you guys to want to watch the W, and not, I ain't even talking to Kelly.
Actually, yes, a little bit. Yeah, kind of, because I like how you related it back to 1990s NBA. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I might be interested. The other thing is I saw a TikTok. Now, let me tell you, this might be why I start watching it. Mm-hmm. I saw a TikTok about these two basketball players on the WNBA who were a couple. I don't know if they used to play on the same team or if they didn't. I know what you're talking about. Now they don't play on the same team, mm-hmm. but their teams just played each other. And so one of the girls in this former couple, they're not together anymore, mm-hmm. but I guess she got checked and the girl on her own, the other team, yeah. her ex, was like getting in her teammate's face talking about, why'd you just check her? Yeah. You know, shit like that. Now that
she's
shit,
like, no, that's not the one. Leave her
all
alone.
Day long.
The woman name is the, so
Dejanay
Carrington, yes. is the first woman. She plays on the same team of Alyssa Thompson, the Connecticut Sun. I do not know who the other two people are because I have not seen the clip yet, but I didn't even know I didn't know they go together. They went together.
Well, they did.
But in the WNBA, there's the game inside of the game. There's the politics inside of the game. And they was pointing out that girl, they was wearing the same shoes. They was wearing the same.
See, they still
liked each other. They were just on different teams.
That pettiness, I'm there for that all day.
That is the WNBA. I love that part of the WNBA, but just because you like Diana Taurasi, she's been playing in the NBA, in the WNBA longer than LeBron has been playing in the NBA.
Right.
And then she will two-piece the fuck out of somebody on the court, and then she knows she ain't going to be playing for about a week or so, so she'll just walk off the court after she two-piece them.
Like, okay.
Like it is.
I don't know what two piece means, but I like it.
Pat, two piece.
Okay.
I'd be there for that.
Yeah. That's why I record all the games because it is super competitive. And
you should have started with that, Holiday.
I should have started with, hey, did you know in the WNBA at least once a year, they throw people around?
It's once a year is not enough. We like once a game would be good.
Well, about once a year it gets real bad. Like they have to put benches and people get it suspended. Like
we love that.
Get suspended. Like somebody, I just said Diana Taurasi, but there's another girl named Skylar Diggins. They were on the same team fighting on the court.
Lord.
About 2 years ago. So that drama is there and I love that. I watch it for the drama. That's why I've always saying my wife is sitting right here. She can tell WNBA has been better than the NBA.
Where's the nearest WNBA team?
In that. For as long as I've known you.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right. So, we're going to take a quick break and be right back. We're going to talk about goals.
So I was in the middle of the road, taking a piss and shit, minding my own business and everything. And this old man walked up on me with his wife. I guess whatever they doing in the sewer, it backed up on their wall. Some shit backed up on their wall or something. So he came up to me talking shit and shit about some shit and shit. And, you know, I'm in the middle of the road pissing. So after he get finished talking his shit and shit, he walked off, and his wife, she gave me her number. So the moral of the story, when you got some shit to say about some shit and shit, and you see a snake in the road, don't bring your wife. Mm-mm. Don't bring your wife.
Contenders ready. Gladys ready. All right, so we are back. Freestyle Friday with In Your Shoes host Amy and I had to sing Kelly's name because if you don't sing it, don't count. That's what we do with Holiday. So you guys have been inspirational for people. People call you for advice. They talk to you for advice. They send emails to your Facebook account for In Your Shoes. Your is spelled W-O parentheses O parentheses U R close parentheses, shoes. Is that still open, Facebook? Yes, I take that as a yes. but y'all look like y'all don't check y'all. Y'all probably got like 700 messages back there. Nobody checking them. Oh, man. All right, so.
We do need to bring it back, though.
Yeah, some of y'all goals, right? How do you guys set goals? How far out do you set your goals? And what steps do you take to make sure that you attain your goal? How do you use your checks and balances in order to obtain your goals? Amy, let's start. I always pick on Amy because Amy's the first one in the alphabet. So I'm not doing that on purpose, Amy. It was your parents chose to name you Amy. So that's
why. Yeah. Well, I actually am extremely goal driven and goal oriented. I actually teach classes to real estate agents about setting goals. and it's something that I've implemented in my business since I started in this business. And so to answer the question, how far out do you make goals and how do you make them? At the beginning of every year, actually at the end of the previous year, I start to set my goals for the year coming up, and I do them in different increments. So I have an annual goal. That's the big picture goal. And then I have little smaller goals. So I'll do like a 6-month goal. And then like this year, because I was in such a huge transition with my business, I did a 2-month goal because I really wanted to challenge myself to get back up and going. And like, that was the moment to like either lay down and die or get back up and kill it. So I had this gigantic 2-month goal, which not only did I hit it, but I blew it out of the water, which was crazy to me. And it really taught me the power of short-term goals. Mm-hmm. Because I'm always reevaluating. So I reevaluate quarterly, evaluate where I am every quarter. I know where I am number wise, every day of the year because I keep a spreadsheet. Y'all are probably going to be like, holy shit. This bitch is like,
holy shit. That's when Jesus poops.
But I want my business run like a business. So in order for me to do that, I take this portion of it extremely seriously. I'm just not like flying by the seat of my pants. So I know exactly where I am at all times. But then every quarter I check to see like, am I on track for where I wanted to be for the year? What goals have I hit? What goals am I not probably going to hit? I'll adjust my goals based on that. So like, if I can tell that like I'm way over where I thought I was going to be for the year, I'll readjust my annual goal.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, so this year that has not changed. Like my ability to set goals for the year has not changed. But you had asked about like a 5-year plan, which
originally that's the question.
Yeah. I've never been a big 5-year plan person, mostly because I have short-term memory problems, seriously. And so for me, like, unless it's written down and it's something I'm looking at it every day, it's just not a thing in my head. Mm-hmm. And I was mentioning that we did a vision board class, which is just goal setting, but visually. And I did not put one thing on my vision board. I sat in that class for an hour and looked through magazines. I pulled stuff up online and I could not force myself to put a single thing on that vision board. So I have a blank vision board right now, which
still.
And a lot of that is just like mindset, and my mind just has not had the capacity for that right now. Okay. So I'm like focused a lot right now on mindset and how important that is, and like, you know, making sure that you're in charge of your own mindset, mm-hmm. because you're not really in charge of much else. So the only thing you can really do is control how you react to things. But I think it's important, like, to also give yourself the grace to understand that, like, if there's a reason that you cannot even set the goals or envision these things, then that's what you need to be working on.
Right.
Not like, yeah, but let me just set down a goal that means nothing. Mm-hmm. If you can't figure out your goal you got to figure out why. So that's actually what I'm doing now, is figuring out like what the fuck my problem is. And then I'll be able to focus more on what do I actually want out of life.
Right. Okay. So I understand that. That is something I always say, if I have a mindset issue, I put that in my goals to like work on myself till I get that part ironed out.
Yep.
Okay. I understand. I'm scared of this one.
Why are you scared?
Kelly?
Well, after listening to what Amy said, I think my biggest issue when it comes to trying to set goals for me, like I have all the, like I have dreams and aspirations and ideas and stuff like that. But as far as personally moving towards them, or it's all, I don't know. It's like, I feel like I'm just thinking about other people's, like, with my kids, it's more, you know what I'm saying?
Like that's a massive point.
And, yeah, like within them, like making sure that they have what they need and stuff like that, and getting them out. Like Sammy's going to college next year. So it's like about, you know, just getting him out the door and everything that he needs to do and stuff like that, you know. But it's like, it's not me.
Right. You know?
And then I do, in the beginning of the year, I do set, I wouldn't really call them goals, but most of it is like personally and mentally and stuff like that, as far as like my mindset, because like I feel like sometimes I'm like in and out of certain depressions and everything, you know, but I think I'm just overwhelmed too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When I swear, it's like anytime I think about what I would love to be doing for myself, it gets, you know, overridden by somebody else's needs.
No, 100%. That's why
people
always
interfere with her needs is in the morning time when I first wake up.
Yes.
Maybe sometimes at night.
And it's always the, you know, the mornings that I have to go in the office. It's like, come on, dude.
I need to go in the office, but I need to. You just say that. You know, I'm only going to be 38 seconds.
What were you about to say, Amy?
I was going to say, Mr. 38 seconds, right. That there's a reason why it's like a cliche thing about like, oh, you as a mother, you have to take time for yourself. And what happens when your kids leave, which is where I'm at. And that's a big part of like all of this adjustment that I'm trying to get used to and everything. You don't know what the fuck to do with yourself. You're like,
I can't wait to get there.
Well, but you're just like, who am I even? I don't even know who I am as a person, you know?
Yeah.
It's rough.
And I have a long way to go. Like I
have. You do. And you've got four times as many kids as I had. I have just two, you know? So like it's
only three times,
but still, I mean, that's crazy. That's a lot.
We got kids. I mean, I don't understand why you just don't think about your kids like I do. I mean, I just block them out. I don't think about them unless I see them.
I and they don't bother you or harass you. Me. So, like taking a shower, and then I hear somebody in my room, and I'm like, I'm in the shower. And then they like continue to talk, and I'm like, I'm in the shower. Like, whatever you are asking me for, like, I can't do anything for you. I'm not giving you anything. Like, I'm in the shower. Can I take a shower?
I mean, not everybody that's watching is visualizing you in the shower.
What?
Not everybody watching is visualizing you in the shower with soap suds all over your body. Now I gotta fight other YouTubers and stuff.
We can't turn off other people's mics.
I could turn off y'all mics. Y'all can't turn off. So keep going. I'm sorry.
I'm done.
That's it. End of show.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm similar. I do a 5-year plan. As in right now I have a 5-year plan. My 5-year plan is actually to finish my degree, but I know same thing with Kelly. Like Kelly is the more around parent. Like she works, like she goes to work when she needs to go to work, but she's at home cause she's at home person. I have a studio away from the house. I work in a lab, so my kids can't call me. My studio, I bring the kids to the studio sometimes, but most of the time they're at home. And so Kelly's the more their parent. I see my kids every day. We go through all kind of everything every day. But when it comes down to like my degree and everything like that, I'm really only about 6 months away from a doctor's degree, but that requires research. Like the way my memory works, I'm bad at names, but I pretty much, I don't need to study like most people when it comes to work. So I made it all the way up to my doctor's degree without really, reading textbooks and stuff, because I just know it. It's common sense to me. But research is a whole nother thing. You got to actually have time to research. You need about 20 hours a week. And just right now, I don't have 20 hours a week. So my 5-year goal is to get this doctor's degree, but I got to clear out space. So that's just one of my goals.
The holiday.
Yeah. So that's just one of my goals, and that's the way I plan on doing it. So I have a whole bunch of things that's taking up my space. So I just knock those out little bit by little bit. And then hopefully within, I'll say by next year, I should have the time to go and do it. But I also want to make sure that once I start this path again, I'm working on the most efficient way. So I've already still, I'm here on Sundays. I do a lot of work for my own dissertation, even though I'm not paying to be in my dissertation right now because I'm not in the classes. But I just do the work to make sure that it's all done, everything except for my actual research. So, I mean, yeah, that's the way I set my goals. And I just decided to join into that just because, I mean, I asked y'all. All right, so as far as your goals go, you guys basically both touched on this a little bit. But when it comes to creatives, creatives have to set goals. They have to set, so I want to have this many views by this many times. If you're on YouTube, you want to be able to, if you're a movie creator, you want to have your scripts done. You want to have cast set up. You want to have a funding done. So when it comes to creatives, right, what advice would you give to creatives to basically meet their goals? and to, yeah, we'll just stick it there, just to meet their goals.
I would say the biggest thing you can do to meet your goals is to focus on the activity, not on the result. So commit to, and I can say the same thing with weight loss. I mean, you know, if you're focused on what the scale says, you're going to probably get disappointed because the scale's not always going to reflect the activity that you put in,
right?
For one reason or another. And same thing with business goals or creative goals. Like if you're doing the work, if you're putting in the work and the effort, the result will come. It might not come in the time frame that you want or expect it to. Mm-hmm. And that's where a lot of people fall short, is that they go, okay, in the next month, I want to have, you know, like you said, views. You can't actually really control the views. The only thing you can control is that you're putting out quality content, mm-hmm. that you're concentrating on knowing your niche and like putting out information with value to those people. And as long as you're consistent with doing that, the results will come. But if you're focused on only the results, you're going to get discouraged and give up.
Mm, I agree with that.
It's the hardest thing to do too, because you want to see that what you're doing is making some kind of impact or getting you to where you want to be. And if you're consistently doing something and for 6 months you don't see any result, you're just going to go, okay, well, fuck this, you know. But it could be month 7 where everything changes and that's it. So you just have to continuously be evaluating what you're doing. I'm not saying just blindly put shit out there, but be evaluating what you're doing and consistently do it. What'd you say?
You said blindly put shit out there. I said like my son did.
Yeah, exactly. Don't just drop it and go. Mm. But, you know, you should be able to, if you're consistent and you're knowing your audience and all of that, then the results will come.
Okay, cool. Hey, what about you? Anything unique that you want to add on, Kelly?
I mean, she pretty much hit the nail on the head with that. And that's pretty much like when, even with you saying that, it makes me even think back as far as what I'm doing. Well, while I kind of feel like I'm not doing anything because what I do doesn't seem like it's like directly impacting those goals, but it's like, I'm definitely a hustler. I'm a work. I'm getting things done. You know what I mean? And it's like, things just work out, you know? And it's like, not that I'm not moving towards anything, but you know,
well, the most important thing is
going.
Yeah. Raising kids is literally the most important thing you can do. And I mean, it really is.
Second most important thing is raising canes.
Oh. Dead joke. That did make me hungry, though.
I mean, their coleslaw is fucking good. Let's get real.
So raising kids, most important thing is raising kids.
Yeah, don't undercut yourself on that.
Yeah. Like, I don't even pretend like I don't. I do most of the work. Kelly does a lot of the stuff. I mean, that's why she's hoarse all the time. She's doing the yelling.
And they're like, right now, in the back of my head, it's like, what the fuck are they doing there? You know, like, I just know when I walk out of this room, I'm getting ready to walk into a whirlwind of some
disaster.
Yes. And they know, because I told them, like, hey, I got to get on this call. So they know they can pretty much go out there and do all the they want to do.
Kelly done. Amy done did it again.
I don't know why it's doing that, though. It just passes out. I'm like, girl, same, bitch. It's fucking Friday. Fuck this shit.
Is it over there drinking Bumble as well?
Oh, shit.
I'm telling you, that was that super candy.
Oh, Jesus.
Just to let the kids know I'm on my way home. We'll be off this, and I'll be home about 40 minutes later.
Or that does not work until they hear that keypad on that door.
Okay, I just called them and let them know I'm on my way home.
No telling. They were outside, but I think they're inside now, so they're probably in the pantry or the refrigerator or something, you know.
Watch this.
They called me 17 times at work yesterday.
And they did not pick up the phone when I called.
Yeah, he tried to call. They didn't answer the phone.
Can y'all hear it?
Yeah.
Theirs. Yeah. Outside.
If they're outside, they ain't going to pick up.
Have to be outside because if they hear
that. Hello. I'm like, hey. Hey, daddy. I'm on my way home now. All right. Yes, everybody. Oh yeah, I already talked. Yeah, I already talked to my listeners about me having a flip phone now, so they already got their laughs in. All right, guys. So we're wrapping it up now. I know Amy, you have some what you call them things, influencing that you do on Instagram. Could you let people know where to find you?
Yes, I do not influence on Instagram. However, I do like show houses and
you just try to. I'm like, daddy, just try to call the house. That's who's gonna have to call back.
That's so funny. I do like make recipes and stuff like that on Instagram,
that
and sometimes
is an influence because every time I see you make those, you make cookies. You made something. You was for Christmas. You was eating a piece of chocolate every day with Joe, with Juicy J,
jams,
Juicy jams. Yeah, you was eating.
No,
you was eating jams with Juicy. Yeah, Juicy jams.
Juicy jams.
Yeah, that's influencer behavior. Like, yeah, it was looking all tasty stuff. And that one time where y'all got something caught in your lips, and then y'all was I was like, ooh,
did that happen?
Oh,
I didn't think so.
Huh?
That didn't happen.
Oh, my bad.
But my Instagram is I'm gonna say it and I'm gonna spell it. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. It's Amy Latex. People don't know that that's what it is, but it's AMYL the number 8X. Amy Latex.
Like that latex. When you get that latex, I'm latex.
I know it sounds sexual, but it's not.
Well, that's a Lil Wayne thing.
That can be the same name you use for your OnlyFans.
Well, I wasn't really going to out my OnlyFans right now, but since you bring it up.
Oh, my bad.
I don't know. I don't know what. I don't remember what
you cannot,
my OnlyFans name will be.
You cannot be Amy Latex. It's OnlyFans, though.
Yeah. Okay. That's Ooh, true.
Not what I thought.
You know what? You go get a lot of followers. You will get a lot of followers if it's Amy Latex on OnlyFans.
Okay, well, then it is. Then it's Amy Latex on OnlyFans.
They go see. Ooh. And everybody go understand when they see LAX. They know what I mean.
But they're going to be really surprised when the content has nothing to do with
Maybe.
Latex.
Maybe. The content ain't got nothing to do with latex.
I could. I mean, I could do some eating in latex, you know.
And a latex glove, just pick up a cookie while you showing the house.
Not a bad idea.
You show a house with a latex glove, like, and this is the bathroom right here. And the finger goes.
Oh my God. That's funny.
All right. Kelly, what about you?
Kelly's OnlyFans is going to be Kelly Smells with Kells. On OnlyFans,
yeah, Killer Kells, and on her OnlyFans, she's gonna be reciting all the R. Kelly Kells verses, and it's
gonna not be doing that.
Kells,
now you got me reciting R. Kelly.
Yeah, just be. I don't mind. Yeah. I don't mind. That's all she gonna be singing in the background. I don't mind all the background R. Kelly verses.
Summertime, so I won't be in any car rider lines for a few months.
Oh yeah, you got some free time, like 8 minutes a day free.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right. So, my turn. So, we record every day at Links Recording Studios. If you want to follow Links Recording Studios, the Instagram is at Links Recording. Facebook is at Links Recording Studios. You can follow me on Instagram at Holiday X. I removed the dot. It used to be Holiday.X, but now it's just Holiday X. So, you can follow me there. And the Distraction Network is on YouTube at Distraction Network, or you can follow the webpage at www.distractionnetwork.com. There, every single thing that I do, from music to YouTube to podcasts to editorials, is right there in line for you. So until next time, take care.
Peace.
Be safe. Holla. I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Years ago, they stopped making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's alright, cause I'm on the grind.